When I, a student of the way, look at the real form of the universe, all is the never-failing manifestation of the mysterious truth of the awakened life. In any event, in any moment, and in any place, none can be other than the marvelous revelation of its glorious light. None can be other than this glorious light. In a way, this is all that we need to enable us to be this glorious light that we are, if I say another way, to connect with this glorious light that our life is, that everything that we encounter is, that our very breathing in, breathing out, universe moment is. Now, when we start thinking about light, if we try to literally look for some light, then we're in trouble, because we think then it's something like a sun, moonlight, flashlight, bulb, bright light. Not any of those. Those are small ideas. Just like light versus dark is another small idea. This light is dark, dark, mysterious, and yet it's light, bright. Always this life moment right here. And it's mysterious. Mysterious because we humans like to figure things out and make sense and get ideas about it. Then we live in a dualistic world, as if we can ever be in a dualistic world, but then we can make ourselves be this dualistic world of things that are and things that aren't and things that fail, or almost like inside us, bag of skin and bones, and with other people, other beings, outside, other outside events. That's, of course, what we refer to when we say caught in self-centered dream, only suffering. If we look around there, and think, believe, see others outside, inside, then that very seeing creates all troubles that we have. That makes us, if I say it this way, miss the real form of this universe right here, right now. Any event, any moment, any place. And yet we have all sorts of events, people's moments that we exclude or include or prefer or defer or want to dispose of or depose. In any event, in any moment. Now that's an interesting thing about light, is that light extends, so to speak, but doesn't seem to really. It's light doesn't go from one place to another in our appreciating it and our perceiving of it. It's just there's a flashlight, for instance, and then there's what it spotlights or what it shows and what it illuminates. And yet this light is mysterious. It's in many traditions they use light connected with all sorts of, if I use the word, deities, beings, marvelous revelations. If you look at iconography in all sorts of traditions, or even traditions that don't have iconography. So, for instance, as you, some of you know, I grew up in a Jewish, Orthodox Jewish tradition, and light is considered the very essence or an essence of God and an essence of humans as well. And human and God is connected in the light. If you look at images in many traditions, whether in Christianity, depictions of Jesus or God, there's always light, light rays. If you look at depictions in Greek and Roman mythology, you've got light. And if you look at depictions of the Buddha, there's often light halos around the Buddha. If you look at depictions in Hindu traditions, and I'm just picking out a few, light. Light, glorious light, is really this awakened life that we always are. We think, just think we're something solid, some sort of skin and bones and something else so-called inside us. But that's the fundamental dream of delusion, which self, other, dream of dualism, which is the basis of much of our difficulties and suffering. Things outside, things happening to me inside, others causing past, future, those events. That's the dream nightmare that often creates suffering and leads to people, us, becoming riled up at others, at ourselves, at events, especially if they're not going the way I want, and then doing things which just creates more trouble and suffering and harm. Even if it's stories about how I am or am not, how I should or shouldn't be. Zazening is neither inside nor outside, neither mine nor not mine, neither other nor self. Even if we use the word experiencing, experiencing isn't therein or thereby or therefore or inside or outside. And yet, there is inside. If I want to drink something, I need to put it in my mouth. Inside, outside, yet what I drink, the drinking, going in, going out, is all just this moment drinking. But we can't mix it all up. Then we make up more dreams about it. And the dreams are fine, except if we hold on to them and believe them and act them out, then we create troubles. Experiencing, just hearing, seeing, and so forth. And the Buddha says this as well. So when we say in Bodhisattva's vow, in any event, in any moment, in any place, none can be other. That's what the Buddha says when he says, train yourself thus, in what is seen, there will be just what is seen, and what is heard is just what is heard. And what creates difficulty with that? That's when we add on therein, thereby, about, all sorts of abouts, which creates and maintains suffering. So these words, whether it's in the Bodhisattva's vow or elsewhere, they're designed not as something that we need to believe or remember, but they're always there to remind us, to return us to this mind, this moment, to redirect us from what we take as ours and not ours, from misdirection and misminding, so to speak, which become habits, which is what we call caught in self-centered dream, and the unfortunate consequences of that. To remind us to what is this moment, looking at the real form of the universe, all is all, never failing manifestation of the awakened life. And yet, of course, this moment is for us to take care of. If there's something spilled, wipe it up. If there's something to clean, do that. If there's food in the bowl, put it into your mouth. If you are serving others, just serve them. If events arise, thanks for everything. I have no complaints whatsoever. And I need to clean up this mess here. I even get the opportunity to see what I don't want, to be grieving when someone dies, or even when memories of painful, terrible things arise or are commemorated. How can we be the truth of this awakened life that we always are? And how do we include what's difficult? When people are suffering, when people are harming, when, for instance, as we have right now, this ongoing war that's occurring in Ukraine with Russian invasion, or the fears that come up when China starts sending missiles around Taiwan, or all sorts of other situations. I just picked two. So that's our practice. When cold, be the freezing cold Buddha. When hot, be the hot, boiling, sweating Buddha. When sad, oh, sad Buddha. And what is this Buddha? That's this awakened life, this never failing manifestation of this truth that we are right here, right now. Marvelous, glorious light. Or simply, this awakened moment. No need for fancy words like marvelous, glorious. Just this. Thanks for everything. I have no complaints whatsoever.